You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Baby Girl with Out of Me, the excellent track by Bikini Kill, covered in true excellent Baby Girl fashion. And we have Baby Girl on the line. Kia ora Shay, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
It's nice to be able to chat to you despite the weirdness of the situation at the moment.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on your brand new single, which is called Spring Baby, just came out on Friday, featuring Hans and also a little bit of Thea on backing vocals. How are you feeling about having that song out in the world?
It's been good, yeah. Like, I don't know. It's different from the rest of the stuff I guess I've put out recently. But it's also the kind of music I've been making for a very long time, or been trying to make for a very long time. And so far people like it a lot, so.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome single, and it is kind of, as you say, it's quite different. I mean, particularly from that track we just listened to, the Bikini Kill cover, but it sits in your kind of world that you're building with all of this music that you've been releasing. I hear you were listening to a lot of Callus when you were sort of writing this particular track. How do you know when you've got a song ready to go, Shay? Is it something you like feel like you get a lyric, or you are listening to an artist, or how do you know you kind of want to get in and write something?
I'm just kind of always making beats, and there's some that I just like more than others. or some that I think would be like more suited, I guess, to certain things, because I try to send them away to other people. Some of them I'm like, oh, I don't feel like I can sing on this or whatever. And sometimes I try and it doesn't quite fit the way I would like. But yeah, just feeling it out, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I guess with this one, like, the lyrics and the beat came separately. And then I just was like, oh, yeah. It's like a cute summery beat, springish beat. And yeah, I wrote it around spring last year. It was like around this time. So yeah.
You are like a very prolific collaborator. I always think of your music and I think of a community. Like your voice as an artist is very singular, but you are so good at reaching out to your friends and making these tracks that feel like just like a lot of fun. Even the songs that are, you know, definitely got a bit of like anger at the heart of them, there is still this kind of like sense of solidarity that comes through in the people you sort of collaborate with. Tell us a bit about working with Hans and Thea on this track. Did you just know that they were the people you wanted to approach for this, or how did those collaborations come about?
Yeah, well, like, I had the beat and I don't know, it was just like, I guess I wanted Hanju on track for a while. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just thought it would fit a lot with, like, the jazzy chords and the more, like, laid-back vibe. And, yeah, he finished his vocals before mine, and he got them to me, like, pretty quickly.
Like, oh, I have to hurry up now.
Yeah. And the track was pretty much... I was actually supposed to get someone else on the bridge as well, but my friend couldn't. Because the bridge is in, like, I don't know exactly where the key center is, so it's kind of hard to sing on.
Yeah.
And so I was having trouble singing on it, and then I gave it to them, and they were like, I don't know how to sing on this. But anyways, I wanted a high harmony, and I just physically could not reach that high harmony. And so, yeah, I just messaged Thea, because I was like, she's good and has a high pitched voice, like
queen,
she's an actual singer. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, yeah. And then she got it back to me the next day, which was great.
Are you working towards like a full length or an EP at the moment, or are you just kind of releasing songs if it feels good?
Oh yeah, so I have a mixtape coming out in 2 weeks.
Exciting.
Oh wait, I guess it's not 2 weeks now, but 10 days, the 22nd. Yeah.
That is really great to hear. How long have the tracks on that been in the making? If this one's been about a year cooking, how long have you been working on this?
The oldest one is they're usually like, the oldest ones are probably like 2 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a while.
I always think of your live performances. They're so fantastic, Shay, and they're something that, you know, people should really try and experience, because it's really fun, it's really joyful, and it's very cathartic. How are you finding not being able to get out there at the moment? Because it's a really hard time for musicians. Are you enjoying the break, or are you kind of just really excited to be able to play this mixtape when we get back to a level where that's possible?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I was actually like super productive the start of lockdown, and I was making a lot of music and getting everything sorted for like the rollout of the mixtape. But yeah, now I'm just like, I just want to see my friends.
Yeah.
And yeah, performing live, it's stressful, but when I'm actually doing it, it's really fun, and like you said, it's cathartic. So
yeah,
I do miss that a lot. Yeah,
well, I think we should have a listen to the new song now, Spring Baby, featuring Hans and a little bit of Thea in the high harmonies as well. Thank you, Shay, for chatting to us, and really looking forward to hearing the rest of the mixtape when it comes out. Best place for people to get this being Bandcamp at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere, but obviously Bandcamp, you can actually pay me directly, so that is better.
Yes, it is better. Hey, thank you, Shay. It's always lovely to catch up with you, and we'll see you very soon, hopefully.
Thanks so much for having me.
At a gig,
really
space. Hey, cheers. Ka kite.
Bye.
guess. But I'm too proud, I'm it. All my shit is a mess. Hope your new man make you laugh like I do.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.